Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, as South Africa commemorates World Biodiversity Day this week, one of the bigger threats to biodiversity comes from an unexpected source, our food system. Listen to these numbers. It drives something in the region of 80% of deforestation, contributes 70% of land-based biodiversity loss, and emits around 30% of all global greenhouse gases. And nowhere is this more evident than in agriculture, and particularly in the dairy sector. Quick bit of background here. The industry in South Africa is the fourth largest in agriculture, contributing something in the region of 25 billion rand to the economy and supports over 100,000 jobs. But it's also under pressure. Farmer numbers are down 60% in a decade. Milk production per cow is declining, and the threat of heat stress, disease, and competition from UHT imports is rising. So one solution that is gaining traction is something called regenerative agriculture. And joining us is Vaughan Koopman, who is milk producer and a regenerative agriculture manager at Danone South Africa. Vaughan, thank you so much for talking to us today. Let's start at the beginning. Let's get a very quick definition of what type of agriculture we're talking about, and how does it differ from conventional sustainable farming?
So it's, in a nutshell, it's around farmers practicing growing methods that improve the health of their land. So it's all-encompassing. It's a fairly broad definition. But if one focuses in on it, it's really around looking at cover crops, so ensuring that your land is not left bare. It's around integrating livestock into your system, realizing that it's a circular system and that livestock have a role to play. It's also around your tillage system, so adopting ploughing methods that are not highly destructive, or preferentially not even ploughing one's land. It's also around minimizing chemical inputs, so be it whether it's pesticides, herbicides, as well as inorganic artificial fertilizers, using different types of crops as well, so not just monocropping the same crop year after year on the same piece of land. And then increasing the biodiversity, your natural habitats where possible. And that, you know, has a knock-on effect. Also, it includes water as well, so all things linked to water, irrigation and so forth.
So, Vaughan, why is it so important now? Are we at something of a nexus point, do you think?
I think we are. We've seen so many instances locally and around the world with climate change. So increased intensity of storms, increased intensity and frequency of droughts. And we're beginning to feel it. I mean, we see it in the agricultural sector playing out, and with our milk. You know, we've, in the last few weeks, we've had an exceptionally wet autumn, much wetter than average. And we see how the milk production drops, you know, how the cows are under increased stress, and how that then impacts also the farmers' planting times, for example. They have to wait for the lands to dry out in order to plant their winter crops. So we're definitely seeing the impact.
So how difficult then is it to make a useful transition to this type of methodology?
Yeah. So, you know, farmers have been, let's say, adopting over the last 20 years, you know, individual practices such as minimum or no tillage. But it's definitely a challenge to adopt a more holistic approach, so the regenerative agricultural approach, because it's more holistic and multifaceted. So for a farmer to be able to, you know, adopt multiple things and take that type of approach is difficult to understand and implement, look where his opportunities are, and not know what the, let's say, the hidden costs may be, or the hidden impact, for example, increased costs through increased pests, if he's reduced his pesticide use, for example. So it's the risk, the unknown risk that the farmer is obviously careful about, and therefore, you know, increases his hesitancy to change the ways that he's farmed over time.
Are you seeing people embracing that risk and starting to overcome it, or are you concerned about the hesitancy?
I would say it's a mixed bag. So we see farmers that are the innovators. So there are farmers out there that are the risk takers, that you believe that the regenerative agricultural approach in its broader sense is the way to go and will pay dividends in the long term. So those farmers are really, really important, you know, for us as a business to learn from, but also for their fellow peers to learn from as well. I would say the bulk are hesitant because of the risk and the unknowns, and they might be implementing pieces, but are not necessarily going wholeheartedly for the overall approach.
And Vaughan, for companies that rely heavily on milk, like yours, for instance, what's the long-term risk if there is not a shift towards this type of sourcing?
So the long-term risk is definitely increased volatility of supply. So the supply being knocked heavily going down with floods or heat stress, for example, a loss of resilience in the system. So, you know, a slow attrition, loss of farmers, decreasing milk yield. So it ultimately, you know, threatens the resilience of our business, but it also threatens then the food system, our ability to be able to provide food to people, healthy food, in an economical and sustainable way.
And what role does government policy have to play in this process?
So government policy is a helpful enabler. It's also a helpful way of giving a message and direction to consumers, to business, and to sectors. So, you know, through policy, through legislation, those messages can be given and provide direction for people in business to help inform decisions and the pathways that they're taking in their purchasing decisions and their business decisions.
Vaughan Koopman from Danone, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.